I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
All four of us are gathering in my virtual veranda, and I think we all know which one of us is the Miranda. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Sharon Stone, Sarah Paulson, and Cynthia Nixon now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm Andy Cohen, ringing in our 100th remote show since the pandemic started. And I'm not sure whether I should be celebrating or crying, but I am sure you're going to love my guest tonight. Are you ready, virtual audience? Yes, you are. I am joined tonight by three of the stars of Ratched on Netflix. So as exciting as this is for all of us, it's basically just a work Zoom meeting for them. Please welcome, for her first time on this show, the legendary Sharon Stone. Wow. Great to see you. And Nurse Mildred Ratched herself, housewife superfan Sarah Paulson. Hi, Sarah. Oh, I love to see you. And last but not least, actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. Great to see you, Cynthia.
You too, Andy. And thanks.
Do you play that piano, Cynthia?
I do not. My 17-year-old takes lessons on it. And, you know, we do Christmas carols and Hanukkah carols once a year on it.
Very sweet. And by the way, congratulations to all of you. Ratched is the number one show worldwide on Netflix. Everybody's talking about it. So congratulations. And as I said before, it's Sharon Stone's first appearance on this show. So I'm about to chip away at her privacy like I am Catherine Tramell holding an ice pick. Sharon, it's time to open your vault. What did you bring us from your personal vault? What do you have there?
So I brought, this came in the mail, I think from Gwyneth Paltrow, which is a candle. This smells like my vagina. And wow, yay. And I also brought my Nobel Peace Summit Award.
Oh my God, I love it. That is what we call high and low.
High and you're lucky. It smells so good. And
yes.
I got this from all of the Nobel Peace Prize winners pick someone once a year that they feel has done something to help peace in the world. And I got it several years ago. So this means quite a bit to me for many reasons.
Wow, that is incredible. And I should mention, only because I... And you got the vagina candle too. But I do want to mention that, you know, because I read my research on all of my guests, that's notable because Gwyneth Paltrow once did a characterization of you on SNL that you did not love, if I read my research correctly.
Yes, but then the most wonderful thing happened. I was in Cannes as a judge, and there was a knock on my door, and I opened the door, and it was Gwyneth. And I was kind of like, what the F are you doing here? And she said, well, I was dropped off for a party and my car left. And I'm like, well, you're at the wrong house. And she's like, well, my car left and I don't have an So I said, you better come in. And so we sat on the balcony and we had this amazingly beautiful serendipitous opportunity to actually get to know each other and see how the business has taken women and used them against each other for so many years when women didn't get to work together like we did on Ratchet, when it was one woman and 300 men. And that is why doing this show means so much to me and why I am so incredibly proud of Sarah for bringing this ship to port as an executive producer.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you. I'm excited to see the three of you working together, and I'm obviously excited to see you three here. And I want to smell that candle. Well, as the ultimate housewife buff, Sarah Paulson is never afraid to come out for or against certain housewives when she's on this show. Just ask Lisa Vanderpump. So I want to see where her loyalties lie when it comes to recent Bravo battles. It's time for Whose Side Are You, Paulson? Okay, Sarah, Dorinda, and Tinsley, whose side are you on there?
Dorinda's. Sorry. I understand why Tinsley felt really injured by all of it, but I just, you know, I like me some Dorinda. What can I say?
Okay. What about Ramona and Leah?
Oh, there's no question for me there. I mean, Ramona's wrong usually, and I love Leah. I mean, this image that you've got up here is really something, but I'm all for Leah in every way possible, I have to say.
Okay, what about the women versus alcohol? It was a very boozy season of New York.
It was a boozy season of New York, but you know, I like my cocktail too, so I'm not one to judge.
Okay, what about Ramona versus COVID? She does not wear masks on the ocean. Has she been adhering to safety protocols?
On the ocean. I mean, it's just like so good. It was so, so good. She's bananas. She is bananas Foster. Sorry, Ramona. You are banana nana ding dong. Like, I'm sorry. I thought the whole way she handled that was pretty cray cray.
Denise versus Rinna on Beverly Hills. Whose side are you on there?
I just am not quite sure that Denise is giving us the full story. Something about it seemed a little odd to me, so I'm going to have to go Rinna, because at least she's in pursuit of the truth.
Lastly, Kyle versus Dorit. Kyle feels she threw her under the bus, and Dorit feels she holds her to a different standard.
No, I think, well, because Dorit makes a big show of all of the things that she's done and been successful for and with, and I think that that's fine, but I don't really feel she was as supportive of Kyle and to say the things in the confessional that were sort of disparaging, and I think were a little bit of a poke, and I, you know, so no, I'm on to Kyle.
Actually, one more. Decency versus designer ice cubes. Has Dorit gone too far with her Gucci ice cubes, Sarah Paulson?
It's very on brand for Dorit. So for Dorit, I think it's great. It's not something I would do, but, you know, that does not surprise me. And I feel like for Dorit, it makes all the sense in the world.
Okay, thank you very much. I will end this conversation so that Sharon Stone and Cynthia Nixon don't feel like we're speaking Japanese in front of them. And now, after spending six seasons as New York City's most influential ginger, Miranda Hobbs, followed by her amazing gubernatorial run in the Empire State, Cynthia Nixon has become as synonymous with New York as Lady Liberty or the smell of urine on hot pavement. So I hope she'll give us a little flex and the city about her favorite New York moments. Cynthia, what is your most memorable day of shooting Sex and the City on the streets of New York City?
There were, of course, a lot, but I guess I would have to say it was the first scene that the four of us shot out on the street on, I think it was Park Avenue, the first scene we shot publicly for the first Sex and the City film. And it was so amazing to be back together. It was so amazing to be doing a film. And it was so amazing to have literally hundreds of people gathered for the occasion who were like so excited, but also so incredibly quiet, so as not to disturb the shooting. It was surreal, and it was amazing.
You're lucky I wasn't there, because I would have been the person in the corner screaming like, "It's Miranda!" Like, just glad I wasn't there. I would not have been quiet with my excitement.
I think I might have been there, and I think I was freaking out. In spite of the public hysteria, is a cinnamon raisin bagel with lox, capers, and cream cheese still your bagel order of choice? There was a lot of hysteria about this.
100%. And I'm going to say again, as I said at the time, don't knock it till you've tried it. It sounds weird, but the combination of the sweet and the salty is fantastic.
What makes you the most proud when you...
Capers, red onion. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Delicious. Okay. What makes you the most proud when you reflect on your run for governor?
Just the vision that we articulated of everything New York could be as a progressive place and as an example to the rest of the country. And also how many people who ran that same year that I did and who got swept into office on a blue wave, and how we took back the New York State Senate, and how many, many things across the board on my platform have now been enacted in New York State, and how many more are waiting in the wings.
And by the way, how you pushed the governor to move his positions to the left a little more, where he otherwise had no pressure. So let me say that too.
Exactly,
lastly,
right, but
when
I
was
also
the last time?
Say, yes, we're two votes away from a veto-proof majority in the state Senate, and so if things go well, you know, this year or in the next couple of years, we might not even need him to sign off on things. And we might see some even bigger changes then. We'll see.
All right. Last but not least, when was the last time you had a cupcake from Magnolia Bakery? You and SJ kind of made the spot famous.
Maybe when we were shooting there.
Wow, no,
there you go.
Action for you. Wow, Cynthia.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, Cynthia Nixon.
When you're having the cinnamon raisin bagel, you don't really need the cupcake, you know.
You always need the cupcake, Cynthia. You always.
We have some good viewer questions. Jenna, for all of you, wants to know, was Finn Wittrich's full frontal moment in Ratchet really him? Sarah?
No, it was a prosthetic penis. And apparently Erin Kruger-McCash, who was the department head, a makeup woman who's very talented, had a box of these prosthetic penises in her garage and brought them to work one day. And they sort of went around trying to figure out which one Finn felt was the most representative of, or at least what he wanted to put out into the world as what was really happening down there.
Listen,
if you can choose you can choose it. Why not choose it from a box of dicks?
Sharon, Trisha P said, out of all of the leading men you have worked with, who was the best and worst kisser?
Oh, are you gonna answer? Do 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 pressure. I wanna know the answer. Well, so bad.
Well, Robert De Niro was for sure the best kisser. Bob was far and away the best kisser.
God, do I love you in that casino.
Thank you. It was the actor that I admired the most and had my whole career was like, I just want to be able to sit across the table from Robert De Niro and hold my own. And maybe because I just held him in such extraordinary high regard, and it was the pinnacle of the kissing moment for me. There was so much attached to it, but I was just so madly in love with him that I, as an actress to start with, that, you know, he probably could have hit me in the head with a hammer and I would have been like, oh yeah, you know, but it was pretty fabulous. So I don't know that I could compare anything else to that. Everything else was kind of like, meh.
Wow. Liquid Flow tweeted us and said, would Sharon Stone be interested in playing Samantha if there was ever a new Sex and the City 3 movie? Her name came up when Kim Cattrall said that she didn't want to do the movie. Sharon, did you hear that? And what was your reaction to it? And then Cynthia, what's your reaction?
I did not hear about it, but anytime I could have an opportunity to work with Cynthia would be an honor to me.
I have to say,
Cynthia, what do you think?
Well, what was I was going to say actually is one of our, the four of us, our most exciting moments at the Emmys is one year we were all there presenting an award. And I think it was maybe the first time the four of us presented at the Emmys together. And we were all wearing different pastel shades. And Sharon Stone came out to present her award and just spontaneously said, look at the Sex and the City girls. Don't they just look like a bowl full of candy? And it was like, you know, we just went to seventh heaven at that point.
Wow, I love it. Cynthia, what do you think about the idea of Sharon as Samantha if Kim wasn't playing the part?
I mean, I think Sharon would be, of course, totally amazing. Kim was incredibly great as Samantha. I think Sharon would totally make it her own. But I've also heard many people say, including Kim Cattrall herself, that if we were to have a different fourth woman, that maybe it would be a woman of color this time. And I think that would be amazing as well.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
You know, we send out tweets before the show asking for viewer questions, and we got one for Sarah from Miss Sarah Paulson. What is Sarah Paulson like? She wants to know.
What? What? Am I having like a
you
stroke?
Tweeted what this. You tweeted this to us, Sarah.
Oh, to you. Oh, yeah. That's right. I did. I thought that was so funny. And now I forgot all about it. Yeah, I don't know what she's like. She's weird. Super weird.
Yeah, she's weird. She's really
yeah, she's weird.
She's
so weird.
Well, it is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
All right, as if hosting Housewives reunions wasn't daunting enough, I used to host reunions for people who were good with knives. Enjoy this moment from Top Chef DC, which aired 10 years ago today.
Hey everybody, I'm Andy Cohen. Welcome to the Top Chef DC reunion. Hi, chefs.
As far as me stealing something, I would never steal from anybody. I made that PPRA.
Tiffany, you seem dubiously unconvinced.
Well, if something is stolen, it's a big
deal. But I didn't know it was
Ed. Do you think he stole your PPRA? She saw him make it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Really?
Well, I could have used
Look
a little powder there. How has it been 10 years already? I want to thank Sharon Stone, Sarah Paulson, and Cynthia Nixon for being here. Hey, check out our after show on Twitter Live now. Our virtual audience is going to ask some questions. And watch Ratched on Netflix. Thanks, guys.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Store stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal, or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
We are here on the After Show, continuing our conversation with the stars of Ratched on Netflix, Sharon Stone, Sarah Paulson, and Cynthia Nixon. We've got our virtual audience, and our virtual audience has a few questions. I want to start with Alec, has a question for Sharon Stone. Okay, Alec, what do you got?
Hi, Andy. First, huge fan. We met a couple years ago. I hope we cross paths again. Although my question is for Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon, what is your friendship like with Garcelle Bouvet? And have you had a chance to watch her on Beverly Hills at all?
Is my relationship with her like?
Yeah, what's your friendship with her like?
I've met her at unbelievably beautiful. Just wow, so pretty and so kind. And I haven't gotten a chance to see her on her show, but I think she's really, like, she just lights up a room when she walks inside, and she's so warm and so nice.
All right. Zachary has a question for Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah, so I just want to say hi, Andy. I'm obsessed with you. But my question is for Cynthia. I'm wondering which of Miranda's storylines from Sex in the City makes you cringe the most?
Oh, makes interesting. Me cringe.
Any?
Cringe. Yes, any.
You mean kind of regret?
Yeah.
Cringe, like just like uncomfortable, like you just weren't feeling it.
I don't think there is one. There, you know.
I knew there is one.
I mean, there are ones that make me laugh really hard, like when she wore braces and she got olives all stuck in her, you know, teeth.
Loved it.
When she dated the guy, you know, who was Jim Gaffigan, actually, who wouldn't close the door when he went to the bathroom. You know, when she got really intimidated that the detective she was dating was so out of her league and she got like crazy, crazy drunk. And he left a, you know, a number for Alcoholics Anonymous when he, you know, left in the morning. That plot line actually had her. We filmed this whole sequence where not only did she get incredibly drunk, but she threw up all over him when she was straddling him. And they cut it because it was too far for them. But I got to say, I thought it was hilarious. It wasn't too far for me.
I love it. Okay, last question is for Sarah from Christina.
Hi, Andy. Yes, Sarah, you know it's coming. After your last appearance on Watch What Happens Live, how did you feel about Lisa Vanderpump's response when she said you must be friendly with one of those mean girls? And to set the record straight, are you friends with any of the ladies from Beverly Hills?
I know Kyle a little bit, and I know Lisa Rinna a little bit, but that's it. But my friendship with any of those women is casual at best, and I adore them, but I don't have any allegiance to them, nor would I be doing any kind of like weird footman's dirty work on their behalf. So don't really, you know, it's a complicated thing. It seems like there's no nuance allowed in any of this conversation, and it ignites a lot of. She's got some very passionate fans, and you know, I'm sure they'll come for me after this answer, which couldn't have been more benign. But you know, I guess I say bring it on.
Oh my God, Cynthia, A Bar Drinking wants to know what you think. Do you think Cuomo has done a good job during the pandemic, and would you have responded differently?
I mean, I think that the daily broadcasts that he did, I think they were great. And I think they were so important in terms of keeping people informed and keeping people reassured. And particularly when there was so little of that coming out of Washington. But I think where I really fault him is in how he's slashed our our education budget. He slashed our Medicaid budget, slashed our hospitals. And, you know, we're a very wealthy state. We have 118 billionaires in New York State, which is six more than we had last year. We can afford to tax our millionaires and billionaires. And we've done so as a city and as a state previously when New York has fallen upon hard times. And that's the way to do to get out of a moment like this, to protect our people and to protect our economy. You got to invest, not slash.
Okay, well, everyone knows that nurses are total heroes, but did you know that some nurses go on to become literal celebrities? It's true. Okay, and since I'm joined by the cast of Ratched, I thought we should play Were They a Nurse? I'm gonna go through some celebrities and you guess if they used to be a nurse, okay? And then we are going to wrap this up. Okay, folks, was Naomi Judd a nurse?
Yes.
She was.
I know that.
Yes, she was. Was Mayim Bialik a nurse?
No.
I love the agree or disagree. Yes. Oh, good. Hold up your agrees or disagree. I love it. No, she was not. Was Bonnie Hunt a nurse?
I won that round.
Was who?
Bonnie Hunt. Was Bonnie Hunt? Yes, she was. Was Tina Turner ever a nurse? According to the internet, she was, but I don't know about that. Was Sigourney Weaver a nurse? I know. Was Sigourney Weaver a nurse? No, she was not. Was Kathy Bates a nurse?
No.
Last up, was Alfred Woodard a nurse?
Oof, this is a stumper.
No, she was not. I want to thank the stars of Ratched on Netflix. Everybody binge it right now. And for more, click around bravotv.com. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Sharon, Sarah, and Cynthia, and our audience.
Goodbye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.